Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you got it! It's time for episode 601 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you have reached checkpoint free hooch. Woo. As we hit the post 4th of July section of summer 2022. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, Sultan of Summer, Ed Ricketts of Pick Disc, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stard?
What's going on? Happy Independence Day.
Oh, thank you so much.
This is Who Charted Independence right here.
It sure is. You know, usually there's a hangover after I've watched Jaws. It's like, what's next? And now, boom, the very next day, we're launching our own dubious fishing trip. Now, we're launching our own sailing expedition, and we're real excited. I guess we'll be talking to some people today that we haven't talked to in a long time. I don't mean our guests.
Right.
I just mean the people out in the audience that haven't been able to visit us since we got stuck behind the Iron Curtain there.
Yeah, greetings, Chartists.
Yeah,
one and all. Chartists. It's good to see you again.
Absolutely.
And thank you, of course, extra thanks to the ones who stuck it out through the Stitcher Premium days.
Absolutely.
Those are over.
War is over if you want it.
Yeah, exactly. No more Stitcher Premium, you know, lockbox. We are out.
We're out of the sweat box. We're out of the punishment, sanitary confinement. Well, you say we started there in October 2019. I thought it was before that.
It feels before that, but that was the date.
Wow. So some people have not, we haven't spoken to since then. So welcome back to the charts, the Chart Orchard. There's been a lot going on, a lot to catch you up on. We can't do that. So just jump in, grab some of those back episodes. We'll talk more details about that later on. But
Catch up on the last 6 months because we just unlocked those on the feed.
There you go.
So any of you can catch up. If you forgot the format, you know, we put some training wheels on there for you.
There you go. And wow, look at that. I didn't know we unlock things now. We unlock things in this new format.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that exciting to you? Just that
verb?
Well,
I mean, I'm starting to think of like a musical sting chart unlock. You know, I'm just starting to think of the different possibilities. This is going to be inspirational. We know that. And just excited to talk to friends, new and old. Speaking of which, here he comes now, heading towards the charts. You know him from episode 1 of Who Charted, episode 101, 201, 301, 401, 501, and others. Actually, we spoke to him on 567, but here he is now.
Charts of Avant.
It's amazing. It's the lockbox. Here he is, great friend of the show. Check out his new EP, Scab. Here he is, Steve AG.
Why did I do 567?
We must have just asked you. That wasn't a milestone episode. I think we needed a heavy hitter that week, so we went to the AG.
All right, I'll take it.
Right on. Yeah, I don't think it's a bad idea that we have you on once in between.
No.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
You'll see Dick Clark on other things, like not just New Year's Eve.
That's
there
right.
You go. Yeah. makes it official wherever he goes. Hey,
For your listeners, I mean, they may not know, you record these via Zoom at the moment, and you've got a black background, and you're wearing a black t-shirt, so you're literally just a floating head.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm leaving human form. I'm just going to be...
shape-shifting.
That's it. That's all I need for podcasting.
We're going to have the...
some floating head.
The top tier, the platinum tier on the Patreon will be, you get to see Howard's shirt. We unlock the shirt logo.
Yeah.
Just an orb now. Hey, Steve, welcome back. It's good to talk to you. It's good to see you. You look like you're in good health.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm just, I'm still in pandemic mode. So I'm still mostly just hanging out at home, which I assume you're doing as well.
Same as that. But well, like, what about gigs? Are you going out to gigs? We catch you hanging backstage at a Largo. Are you out on that circuit?
I haven't been to Largo in like probably 3 or 4 years. I haven't done stand up since a month before the pandemic.
Wow. Was that at, well, it's called Comedy at Chaplin now, but that wasn't at Squat Mill, was it?
No, that was at Laughing Skull in Atlanta.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You know, can I tell you this idea that I've had?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, please.
This is crazy. About 12 hours ago, I was like, wow, I'm going to talk to AG 601. This is going to be great. And then I was like, I wonder what's going on with his health. He always has some kind of health thing. And then I was like, I've heard him talk about it before. And I go, that should be, that to me is an album. I want to hear all about AG's body. I mean, just think about it.
His body?
Well, I mean, like, your body, there's always something it's going on with
it's
it.
It's a
right?
wonderland, yeah.
Yeah.
But then also it's like, you, like, you're known, like, part of your thing is your body. Like, you're a big guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. And like, I'm a hypochondriac.
Yeah, and you have that going on. But then also, like, besides, like, you worrying about stuff, like, shit really does happen to your
body.
Like
kidney stones and
and
the like.
But so I had this idea, and then I go, I'm going to run it past Steve at some point. But the second I popped onto the feed before we're recording, I just hear you saying, the first words out of your mouth, I hear you saying, like, what was it? I got rickets from falling out.
I literally did not say that at all.
I got rickets.
I don't know what a ricket is.
Besides, something was going on medically. We don't have to share it, but medical sentence when I tuned in. I was like, I gotta tell him about this idea.
Brett, what was it?
Well, I mean, you had COVID.
COVID.
So much happens to him, he doesn't even remember COVID. It's like, what was it?
The rickets pandemic. He thought it was that pandemic.
Yeah, rickets.
Howard, have you had COVID yet?
No, I have not. In fact, it keeps surprising me when people say they have it. I go, what am I doing? Because, like, you know, how am I not getting it? But
they're doing like studies on people who haven't gotten it yet, which includes me too. So I'm like, really? It's starting to feel weird to not have gotten it.
Maybe it's just a numbers thing because, like, it is. There's a lot more strains now, right? What did you get?
I don't know. I mean, it was 2 months ago, so it was definitely one of the Omicron strains.
Okay.
Hey, but 3.0.
Hey, we got people who haven't listened in a while, maybe brand new listeners. Back me up on my theory. I'm not crazy. There's always something going on with your body, right?
No.
You have more medical emergencies. You've had more medical things than anyone I know.
No.
That's not true.
What? Nate, give me a list of my medical problems.
Why did I get this idea? And then the second the feed came on, you were talking about medical stuff.
I've had kidney stones. I've passed, you know, once every 3 or 4 years, I'll get a kidney stone.
Okay.
That's one track on the album.
I've had vertigo my entire adult life.
Trying to fill an EP vertigo. Here at least.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. These are great bits. Vertigo.
And that's it.
No, that's not true.
We need a top five countdown. Okay.
But even just like you were in like, your body was like in one form. Like I've seen pictures of you where you go, who's that guy?
Oh, this is called getting fat, dude. That's called middle age, you know, the 50-50.
All right, so that's towards 50. The end.
Yeah, yeah.
That's towards the end of the act.
Yeah.
Listen, it's insane to me. I feel like you're gaslighting me right now. I mean, there's so many things where you're like, I couldn't get out of bed for a week.
No.
There's not. What about when you...
Kidney Stones and Vertigo. That's the name of the album.
Yeah, clearly. Okay.
That's it, you're saying.
Yeah.
There wasn't that time. What about food poisoning? Those kind of things.
I don't get food. I haven't had food poisoning in like 10 years. I haven't had a sinus infection in 10 years.
So you've been absolutely...
I have not had a cold since like a year before COVID.
So maybe
I'm sick.
Maybe this is an album, how great you're doing.
I feel like every time I see you, you're like, oh my God, for 4 days, I got bit by fire ants. That's not you.
No.
That's not you.
I think COVID wiped out your memory.
No, I think it's the
opposite.
I've
heard that it does that.
I have COVID brain, maybe.
Gang, write into us if you think you remember or listen back to the episodes. I mean, I don't got you confused. Who would I have you confused with? The 502 guy? The 402?
I mean, I'm a hypochondriac, so that might be part of it.
What's the last thing you worried about medically? He can't even back up
I don't remember.
I remember.
Medically, everything's been pretty cool.
I remember years ago, Steve, like when we had you on the Harmar Superstar show.
Yeah.
And we talked about, because I remember being stunned thought I was the only one who had this issue. And all three of us had it where like when we eat certain things, it feels like...
Esophageal spasms.
Yeah, it feels like
gets
stuck.
That's the thing.
Okay.
And that's just from the one guy who happens to be sitting here. Hit us with your letters, gang. I'm telling you, I didn't dream this.
But it felt good to hear other people have that problem because I felt like I dealt with it privately. Like it was a weird thing. But I developed a technique where you just keep chugging water and it goes down. But it feels extra painful when you chug. Until it passes down and then you're fine.
I haven't had one in years.
And what was it called? Esophageal excretions?
It's an esophageal spasm. It's where certain foods will make your esophagus, when you get one of those cramps in your calf, like a Charlie horse.
Right.
And your esophagus just fucking closes like a fist.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, okay.
Yeah. That's crazy. Trying to leave that out. It's gaslighting, gang. I really think that.
I mean, that was like 10 years ago. Nuts.
There's more, I'm telling you.
No.
I think there's a statute of limitations.
All right, we'll find out. But hey, we got to get into this music chart. Excited to bring you this countdown.
Yeah, here we go.
Music. Used to play LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. What the heck's next? NFTs? Tunes. All right.
That's amazing that you rap that live every time instead of just do a recorded version of it.
Thank you so much.
I like it. You can update that last line that way.
Yeah. I kept it current with the NFTs.
Yeah.
When we drop the special about all your ailments, we'll do each one as an NFT. Kidney stones, vertigo, esophageal spasm. That's what we got so far. We're working on your act.
All right.
Right on. Okay. What do we got this week?
We got the top 100 on Apple Music in the U.S.
Oh, U.S. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number five.
Number five.
Cardi B, Kanye West, and Lil Durk. This is Hot Shit.
Your contest. Ooh, smoking dope. I'm connected. I don't know what's longer, man. My black list or my checklist. I don't know what's colder, man. My heart or my necklace. Pretty when I wake up, I'm a bad bitch at breakfast. Still might slide on the op.
It's electric.
Hating didn't work, so they lied. These bitches looking hurt and they fried.
It's got that distorted production.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not your bass blown out. That's just how it sounds.
Yeah. Yeah. New listeners, we know how to handle this tech. Start this bass. Right. This shit. It wasn't us. That was Kanye's fault.
Kanye blew out the bass.
Seems about right.
Yeah. Surprisingly sparse production for all those people involved.
Right. You
know, no one suggested another layer. Pretty good. Cardi's back, I guess.
Yeah, I like it. It's always exciting when she comes back, but she's got such a definite thing about her. You know, you don't confuse her with somebody else.
All right.
That's good.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Four.
Kate Bush running up that hill.
Wow.
All right, so I watched the rest of Stranger Things this season.
Was it season four?
Season four, yeah. And I will say it's good. Like, I kind of lost interest a while ago, but then this season kind of pulled it back together. But the thing with this song, I think there must be some kind of like payola going on, because this wasn't just a little soundbite in the first episode. This song is critical to the whole story. Like, it's actually a part of the plot.
Oh, wow.
I mean, like, really is a core part of the plot, which sounds insane, but it is.
So you're saying maybe Kate Bush paid one of those writers to weave her song into the series?
Maybe that, but the whole phenomenon of it being on the charts again,
yeah,
feels a little bit like, you know, Netflix needed that to be on the chart again.
Oh, okay.
For, it wasn't engineered. Just this organic story of listeners being like, hey, what song is that? I'm going to check it out.
Right.
Like,
they got Alan Freed's grandson, and they said, hey, this has got to be on Sirius. This has got to be on all the Kiss FMs.
It feels too convenient that it's just been stuck on the charts.
Makes sense. It's about, isn't that show about controversy, but there's a plot going on. I know that the upside down.
Yeah.
Steve, you've starred in the sci-fi stuff. Is it tough to keep track of all those plots when you're trying to stay in character?
No, not really. But by the way, speaking of using a song, making a song repopular again, the song that plays during our opening credits on Peacemaker was a band called Wigwam. Do You Want to Taste It is the single. And I mean, that song's like 20 years old, I think, maybe.
Wow.
Give or take. But they had nothing going on. And then we used their song. The funny thing is, a couple days before our show premiered on HBO, their management dropped them, the band.
Oh my Wigwam. God, really?
They're like,
Bad timing.
Sorry, guys. Nothing's happening. We're dropping you. And then our show came out, and they fucking skyrocketed to number one. They're on tour again.
Whoa.
They keep tagging us in videos from their tours. Like,
oh, cool.
It really rebooted them.
They're a Finnish band, right?
Yeah.
From Finland.
Yeah.
Wigwam, right on. Wigwam. Thank you for doing that. I mean, maybe they'll get a new life and, you know, they'll change their lives, actually.
New management.
Steve, what about when you were in Vancouver shooting that?
I didn't get sick.
That whole time?
No, I literally did not get sick. It was, dude, it's been COVID for 2 years.
Track four is COVID.
We're just trying to fill out a 5-song EP here.
I want to go for broke, but I thought we were going to get 10 easy, because it's like,
no,
what
dude.
About, I was at your
this
house.
This is such an attack.
I know, this is really aggressive.
But look, if it's not based in fact, then it's just craziness. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just humor me until I realize that I'm absolutely wrong.
Okay.
But then, remember when Michael Jackson died, I was at your house that day.
You were? I don't remember.
Oh my God. He's just blown it. It's just like blocked out memories.
I don't remember the day that he died. That's crazy that you do.
We were hanging out. We got the news together, Steve. I bonded with you on this.
You got the news together? Oh, I see.
I was at his house when we found out.
I don't doubt that we were hanging out. I love hanging out with you, but I don't remember Michael Jackson.
You guys, did you cry together?
I know that he's dead. I know that happened.
But I mean, that absolutely kind of goes to my side of things. That, like, you don't even remember that day. Like, okay, like,
no, I do, because Farrah Fawcett died the same day.
There we go. But that's just a general world fact.
Oh, come on.
You had problems that day, I remember.
What?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, I can say you had problems that day because now I know you don't remember.
Who's got the selective memory now? What problems did I have?
You were dealing
Why were with, we hanging out if I was sick?
You just couldn't leave the house. I was over there doing some caretaking for you.
Oh. You fucking idiot.
Write us in, gang, if you can back me up on some of this stuff. All right, what's coming up next?
All right. Coming up next, number three. Bad Bunny, Chencho Corleone, Me Porto Bonito.
What about, you ever go down to Mexico? Something happened? Nothing with the food?
We shot in Panama for a month and I never got sick. A lot of people got sick. I never got sick. Wow. By the way, that song sounds like every song that's playing in the background of a Fast and Furious, like when they go to... We are in Brazil and the
right.
And you hear that song in the background.
Yeah, and you see asses go by.
Yeah.
It's the ass music. Never got a sun problem down there?
No.
You ever used to do bits about, hey, Largo, what's up? I got blood issues.
No.
All right.
The famous opening line.
I'm just going to go trying for a fifth track here. All right. What's coming up next?
All right. Coming in number two.
Number two.
Drake. With Jimmy Cooks.
For the silicone, everybody fake now. You could crack the code, bust down everything. Set in rose gold, dread talking to you niggas. Like I'm J. Cole, I could tell her hair good before I even know. Bitch, don't tell me that you model if you ain't been in Vogue. Gotta throw a party for my day ones.
Wow, he's back, and listen, you can't suppress him. He will not stay off the charts.
He won't stay off. I don't know. I don't mind that one. It has kind of a hot box vibe or something. The Uber driver's playing that. It's not the worst.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, it's better than the weird, that chill wave stuff. I mean, I don't know what that stuff is.
What's chill wave?
I don't even know, but that's what they were saying that his album was. And then it was just like a house beat, and then he just starts like making shit up off the top of his head. It was wild. But it's better to hear that he's got some raps.
Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Future with Wait For You featuring Drake.
I sip on codeine, I get vulnerable. Annoying the sounds of the storm when it comes. She understand I can't take her everywhere a nigga going. I've been in the field like the children of the corn. I can hear your tears when they drop over the phone. Get mad at yourself cause you can't leave me alone. Gossip, get messy, it ain't what we doing. Traveling around the world.
It's crazy. This is like the song of the summer, I guess. I mean, This has been on the charts.
Yeah,
like
where are the kids' top. Heads at?
I remember
song of the summer.
10 years ago was Call Me Maybe. Like, that's kind of the sound you'd expect as a summer song.
I don't think so. Hey, Steve, Ted Nugent had a new song this year called American Campfire. Uh-huh. It's all about how the American campfire is like the best campfire. And that's our song of summer right here on the show. I don't know what the future is doing there.
Is it heavy? Like a heavy rock song?
Heavy rock.
Yeah. Incredibly cheesy. It's like Horseshoe Theory of it's so bad that it starts to become interesting.
Yeah.
Just how bad it can possibly get.
But also, I mean, I just, you know, nobody does a song like that. So when it pops up, I don't care where it's from. A song dedicated to a campfire, like.
Yeah. Like, yeah. We covered it on a Hooch some time ago, but it's like, yeah, it's specifically about campfires and not just campfires, American campfires.
American campfires.
Somehow they're better over here. Oh, no one does them like us.
They weren't good back in caveman times or at any point in history.
Nor until they got the Dust Bowl
and when people started.
Yeah, people had to burn their furniture for heat during the Depression.
Yeah, no good.
Great.
When the Tongva people lived in Laurel Canyon, there was no good fires. Hey, is that the end of our chart?
That is, yeah.
Wow, so good to get to the bottom of what kids are listening to in this summer of 22.
You're the Sultan of Summer.
Thank you so much.
He is indeed.
The first time I performed it, well, that was at UCB on Franklin. Remember we went over there, Steve?
I do remember.
Do you remember getting Thai food afterwards?
Where at?
That Thai place right over there.
The by one UCB? By,
yeah. Pimay Thai or
is like, yeah, I do. Yeah, Pimay Thai.
And do you remember we were sitting there, you were telling me, I got this. I got this thing. Nope.
You really want me to die of some disease?
I'm not rooting for you to be supposed to, like, I think it's weird that we're making believe now that you didn't have stuff. You had a show about, like, medical stuff.
There's no fucking way I had a show about medical stuff.
Are you being serious right now?
A show about medical stuff? Oh, you mean Busy Phillips' show.
There you go. What was it called?
We're No Doctors.
We're not doctors.
It was about being hypochondriacs, not having fucking a million illnesses.
But then why are you worried about them if you've only had four in your whole life?
Yeah, I don't want any more.
Oh.
My dad was a doctor. It's very common with children of doctors.
Oh, that's interesting. You hear about stuff.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay, so I got to back off. I didn't realize. Okay.
No, you can keep being an asshole. It's fine.
I didn't think I was being an asshole. In fact, I had the idea, and then the second the audio came on, you were talking about a medical problem. So I go, okay,
COVID.
I'm off on this.
A medical problem is infecting the whole world.
Listen, I get that, but all I heard when the thing came on was like coughing and da-da-da-da-da. So I go, oh, yeah, he's got another sick thing. So I wouldn't have thought I was out of line. Like, you know what I mean? If Steve's really into NASCAR, and then the second the sound pops on, you're talking about Jimmy Johnson in the 48 car, then I'm like, you know, I apologize. So I will stop doing it.
It's terrific. I love it.
I mean, even if it were true, this idea of an album, how about that? Is that
I do like the idea.
Is a good idea?
I do like the idea of an album.
I mean, you could just be a hypochondriac album.
Yeah.
You know that. Yeah. Okay. We'll be back with the movies chart.
Greetings, Chartists. I'm here to tell you about Factor. They're sponsoring today's episode, and I am a big fan of Factor. I've been subscribing myself to their meal service, and I love it. So I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a client. So eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. They're not lying right there. Every single meal is 2 minutes flat in the microwave. I wouldn't even mind going for 3 minutes. I mean, I have a spare minute, but no, 2 minutes, you're good. It's hot, it's delicious, it's fresh tasting. I don't know how they do it. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. I think I'm on the Protein Plus. I love it. And it feels like no two meals are alike. There's a lot of options there. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. I actually haven't taken advantage of that yet. I'm excited to. That sounds great. I have had some of their drinks. They got some like smoothies and like cold brew lattes. They're delicious and they're just perfect on the go, super quick. I often forget to eat. I got all these podcasts I'm making, recording, editing. Oops, I'm all of a sudden starving. I have no time to eat. And Factor has been a godsend for that reason. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. And if you're looking for something even more gourmet, try these premium ingredients they have, like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. Wow, this is giving me all sorts of ideas to upgrade my next delivery. So it's no fuss, no mess meals. Totally eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You just throw it in the microwave and it's so good. And the textures are all right. It's not like microwave dinners of old that are like encrusted onto the plastic. No, this feels like somebody made this dinner from scratch for you and just put a little plastic over it. It's fully ready to heat up and serve. Tailored to your schedule, you can customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. You can pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. I had to take a couple weeks off at one point. It was super easy to go to the website, just skip a week here and there. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. You say it's your Earth Day. Well, happy Earth Day to you. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. That's pretty cool. So head to factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 and use code WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Wow, that's code WhoCharted50 at factormeals.com/WhoCharted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Factor.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
You still living in the same place, Howard?
Uh-huh. Dragon Manor.
Dragon's Den.
You never came here, did you?
Yeah, of course I have. D Nice was your neighbor.
Oh yeah, you might have been at D Nice's house. So
I've been to your house.
You were in the manor? We got to hear about this.
I don't think he was.
Yeah, you walk upstairs, you walk in the door, you're in the living room, you keep walking straight, you're in the kitchen.
Whoa, is he right?
Yeah,
yes,
but
yes, yes, I'm fucking.
We right. are on air.
And to We're the right, air. When you walk in the door, there's the fucking. I won't say the name of the street, but the street is out to your right when you walk in the front door.
That's true. Confirmed. That's part of the super collider and the half horseshoe. We're not half horseshoe.
Wait, what's the super collider?
There's a path that is like a horseshoe, so it's like a half super collider. You just wind up.
In your house, you call it the super collider?
Yeah, I mean it's a half court. It's a half court super collider. It's like you're not going around in a thing. It's like a half court. You go. It's like a horseshoe.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, these are details that we pray episode for another nugget.
This is an insider right here. Pick his brain.
Explosive 601 details. So the super collider.
Half court super collider.
Did you walk the super collider or did you explore the whole space? Did you see the collection?
No, I only remember the living room and the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
I remember also if you walked straight, there was like a table or a desk. And I remember you showing me Ableton on that table.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. I was making the beats right over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's confirmation cool. in itself.
Yeah, that's true. He was in the kitchen at Dragon Manor. Yeah, with the
And how did you feel? Do you remember how you felt? Do you remember the vibe? Like,
yeah, I had I had an ulcer at the time, and it was making Thank me you. Throw up.
I wasn't even setting that up.
I know.
But I mean, that counts because we do have it on mic, so I'm going to write it in.
No.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, well, thank you. That's unbelievable to get the super collider inside. I don't think we've covered that.
You know, I was mad at you for not remembering the Michael Jackson thing, but I don't remember you being up here. So,
okay,
I apologize.
Is good. Two wrongs make a right.
No, okay, question. Because you'd been up there a few times. Was it when you were recording the Shaq song?
Whoa, what's that?
The Shaq song?
The Shaq surfing.
Oh, yes. Surfboarding on one of Shaq's turds.
Yeah. Because you recorded part of that at my house.
Right on. Yeah, that was a song for Aaron Paul.
Yes.
Not Aaron Paul, the younger kid of the Backstreet Boy guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's great. Yeah, we recorded that up there. We recorded a couple things up there.
Yeah. See, I remember.
Right on.
Wow. Hollywood history. All
right. Coming back together here. I like it.
All right. Shall we get in the movie chart?
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right.
Movies. They're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee. Movies.
Very good.
Hey, Steve, do you remember this episode? My ass is desensitized.
Episode of what?
We're not doctors.
No.
All right. So you're back. Steve is back.
We did like 100 of them. I don't remember.
All right. This one said Steve's back to talk about what's been happening with his body over the past couple weeks.
Oh, let's give it a listen.
I'll listen back.
These are also years and years old.
Right. You know, some people do a podcast, like they go back and watch Friends.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a podcast on this.
Diving in.
All right. What do we got?
Coming in at number five.
Number five.
The Black Phone.
Mm.
No.
It doesn't really take kids that safe.
Well, isn't that just peachy keen?
Need some help?
Wow. So Jack White?
Let's see. Director Scott Derrickson returns to his terror roots and partners again with the foremost brand in the genre, Blumhouse, with a new horror thriller. Finney Shaw is abducted by a sadistic killer and trapped in a soundproof basement where screaming is of little use. Pleasant.
Yeah, I hate anything with captivity. I do. I don't watch anything. What was that one? Room, it was called.
Oh, yeah. The one with Brie Larson.
Won't do it. Won't watch it.
Won't do it.
The Room.
Wait till you hear about Stitcher Premium, man.
Yeah. That was captivity.
Man. Yeah.
Dramatic in there. What about Blumhouse? You ever do one of those, Steve?
I have not.
Right.
I would.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Jurassic World Dominion.
Blue, baby, that's impossible.
Hey, girl.
You look just like your mother.
Is this Dominion Rise of Gru?
Yeah. The way he's holding his hand up to the dinosaur just takes me out completely. Like, as if it gives a flying fuck about where you're putting your hand. Like, you can't, like a reptile brain or a bird, you can't just say, hey, stay, easy.
It's
fella,
like doing
stay.
Darth Vader shit. It's
right.
Like,
right. I've heard that. I mean, it might be controversial to any like pet lovers out there, but I've heard like reptiles, snakes and everything, they can't form any kind of emotional bond with you.
No, it's true. But, I mean, I had lizards as growing up. That was my pet.
Yeah. And, it's like you might love them, but their brain works completely differently.
Yeah. They don't know anything.
It's like a robot.
They, even when you put like live worms in their cage, it takes a while before they move even. Like they don't run over there and start chomping down on it.
Right.
Move at their own pace.
Steve, you have any pets or did you have any?
I had a
strange pets. You did?
Yeah. Did not give a shit about me.
No. Yeah.
I thought it was cool as hell, but it was just like, why am I in this glass tank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you feed it live mice and stuff?
I did, yeah.
I mean, that's, I never would have wanted to do that.
Like, but to watch it eat live?
Yeah. It was interesting the first few times, but then it was just like.
Yeah, my brother used to do it with a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
So if you have a snake, you have to have mice also. Like you have to be a rodent guy too.
That's what I didn't like about the lizards. You got to have these mealworms. And then if the lizard doesn't eat them, they turn into crickets.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, well. Wait, crickets turn into, wait, mealworms turn into crickets? Into
crickets, yes. It's gross. You keep them in the refrigerator cold and then they don't turn into crickets. Then you put them in the... You put them in the cage and they get warmer and they start to wiggle around and this lizard's supposed to eat it. But if the lizard's just like not into it, then you get crickets.
Right.
Do they eat the cricket? Will they eat a cricket?
I hadn't seen them eat the cricket. No. Hmm.
Eat the cricket.
My dad came and named one of the crickets once just to, you know, bust balls.
He named it?
He named, like, that's my pet, the cricket.
You have to feed it.
Like, what did he name it? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number three.
Baz Luhrmann's Elvis.
There are some who'd make me out to be the villain of this here story. Let's don't let a good thing
die. Is that Tom Hanks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
With destiny? Or does it just come knocking at your door?
There's a young singer from Memphis, Tennessee. Give him a warm hayride welcome. Mr. Elvis Presley.
Buttercup.
In that moment, I watched that skinny boy transform.
Oh, he's, we got it. Oh, no.
Yeah.
No. With the electric.
He was my destiny.
Yeah, I've heard this is insane. I also heard Tom Hanks isn't so good in this. And this is the film he got COVID at. Like, he went to Australia.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
So maybe he has COVID in it?
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or maybe he was recovering. I don't know.
But I gotta
he traveled all the way to Australia.
I
don't
want to see
this. Oh, boy. I don't know. When I saw the what was the other one?
Romeo and Juliet.
No, the other one.
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That was like, I vowed I'd never see another one again. I thought they didn't let him make movies anymore.
Apparently, they changed their mind.
He's back.
Yeah, it's like one of those things you have to know what you're getting if you're going, you know?
Right.
If you want like an actual biopic of Elvis, you're not getting that.
No.
This
reminds me of like when James Corden was a cat.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks like up there. Like, you know, this
need
is
a
like
disclaimer.
This is how did this get made type shit.
It is good that they say Baz Luhrmann's Elvis up front this time.
Yeah.
Right.
Shouldn't say Elvis. Based on Elvis.
All right, coming in at number two.
Number two.
Top Gun Maverick.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
That could be a chart countdown.
What do we have here?
Yeah, here I thought we were special.
Fellas, this here's Bagman.
Hangman.
Whatever.
What the hell kind of mission is this?
I like Bagman more than Hangman. Still haven't seen it. Heard great things. Steve, have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I have not heard one bad review of this movie.
Seriously.
Everyone I know that's seen it loves it.
Like unironic great reviews.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I know people are going back time and time again. Repeat viewings.
Yeah.
I also heard that, was it on this show? Maybe it was on the show that Tom Cruise doesn't seem to be afraid of his height being depicted anymore. Like this is the first movie they saw of.
As long as he's super fast. It's like, as long as I seem fast in the plane.
Right. Oh my God.
Yeah.
The plane's doing the work for you there.
Superpower. Yeah. Was that number one?
Two, baby.
That was number two. I saw a great TikTok where there was all these guys. And it was like a TikTok, what do you call them? Duets? Where one guy started out and it was Kenny Loggins, you know, Danger Zone. But he was just putting on his breather, like his oxygen at night, like he was about to pilot. And then then all the other like collaborators were similar looking dudes, like basically like bear types. And they were all locking in their oxygen as Kenny Loggins was blaring. It was a really good one.
Funny. That sounds funny.
All right. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is Minions, The Rise of Gru.
Wow.
Gru Cruise.
Ayana banana iguana chipolata.
Veloso Stuart Smith, le Captain Vilkanen. Good flight.
So have you heard of the new trend among the teens with this movie?
That they wear a suit when they go see it?
Yeah, exactly. My nephews did it. They
Explain that to me. I mean, I heard about it, but I can't figure it out.
I think it's just a big joke. Like, it's just funny to them. But they basically ask a date. Yeah, like, they dress in formal attire and all go to see Minions.
But there's like what's the statement they're making? What's the statement?
That we're fucking idiots.
Isn't it funny that we're like bros and we're teenage boys and we're taking a date to the Minions, I guess.
In suits.
You know what I mean? In suits. Wow. Yeah.
Are they saying the movie sucks so bad that it's funny to see it in a suit?
I think just because it's a kid's movie, they think it's funny.
Like we're adults going to see it.
Right. It's like they think they're so cool, but they're like, you know, two tickets to Minions, please.
I was just frustrated because I can't really figure out that idea. And it's like gone viral.
I feel like I get it.
Like, I got to watch it. From what I've heard described.
It's meme humor. It's like if you saw, there's a bunch of memes going around of like I saw one of the Jersey Shore guys, like all looking ripped and oiled up. And they're all walking in a line. And then it says like 4 tickets to Marcel the Shell, please. Yeah, it's just like a funny visual. So I think they're just recreating that kind of thing.
All right, that's what it is. I got to see the way they're shooting these things.
Shooting the memes.
Yeah.
You should add the top 5 TikToks to your reviews.
We should.
Should. They move pretty fast. It's hard to keep track of them.
That's true.
But, it's not a bad idea.
The McDonald's guy who never missed a day. He's huge right now.
Oh, yeah.
What's that one?
There's a guy who worked at McDonald's 27 years without missing a day, and then he started showing them like the gift he got, and it was just like some piece of shit. And then everybody started following him to where he was the biggest person on TikTok.
Like,
he was ahead of Charlie D'Amelio or something like that.
Wow. Was it a Happy Meal toy they gave him?
I actually didn't see it. I got
McFlurry.
Yeah, McFlurry.
Yeah, I'm out of the loop on that. But hey, guess what? We'll be right back with the Hot Picks.
The Hot Picks. The
hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks, and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick, and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
We're here with the hot picks. We'll see if we did better than Apple Music. Likely we did.
Did we have hot picks in 2019?
I think we probably did, yeah. But anyway, for anyone who's new to it, the Hot Picks is our curated chart, five songs that we bring in, hot tips for you. We try to see if we can beat the chart, the music chart that we did.
That's right. All right, coming in at number five.
Number five.
This is Howard's first pick. This is Alex Bell by Guided by Voices.
I'm a speedboat of a train going down.
There you go. Wow. Bringing in some guitar rock.
That's good, man. I like that.
That is cool. Yeah. It's crazy. I did a song with Matt Besser called Alex Bell. Like,
really?
That exact same title.
Why? Whoa. Why was it called Alex Bell?
We did like a rock opera called Stolen Idea. And it was, there were characters from history that came back. It was kind of a time traveling, almost like a Bill and Ted's kind of thing.
But okay.
Alexander Graham Bell is a character in it. But there's it's honestly probably the best track on the album. It's called Alex Bell. Is this right slamming heavy
That's
metal
crazy
track.
Crazy cross promotion. Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Check that out. Cool. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Speaking of metal, this is my pick. This is Creator, classic German thrash metal band with Strongest of the Strong. This song rules.
Damn, heavy, yeah. Man. I like that.
Is that part of the song that went filter? Something happened there?
What are you talking about?
Like it went like if
the
like
music, the music
like EDM
out.
DJ like filtered it. It totally looked like David Guetta was up there and he just put a filter on it.
Oh, that's weird. That's a bummer because there's no filter on the
It just sounded regular, and then it sounded like when those EDM DJs just start playing with the knob.
Oh, how weird.
Hey, we did hear a bunch of it. Sounds good, hard rocking.
Yeah.
And
super metal.
Viral.
Yes. Do I sound regular to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're regular now.
Coming in at number three.
Number three.
Steve's pick. This is Wet Leg with Wet Dream. I thought that was you, Steve.
What's that?
You hear that like low pat? There's like a voice under there. And I was oh, whoa, he's right on time. This Zoom is not lagging at all.
Nicely done.
Great song. Wet Leg is really like captivating, I think, like a lot of people these days.
Yeah.
A lot of people of good taste.
This is their first album. It's so good.
Yeah. Really good.
I love it.
Them
I did
on the show.
Drop They Do. Yeah, that whole album is just rife with cool fucking hits. They've hit on something for sure.
It was hard to decide between them and I know I'll mispronounce it, but Måneskin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Italian band.
God damn, those guys are, they're fucking good.
They're good too, yeah. They've got a real, they got an interesting sort of persona or whatever you call it. Like if you look at their live shows and the singer and stuff, it's different.
Yeah, I think the first time I saw them was on like SNL, and their stage presence is so good.
Yeah. Okay, coming in at number two. This is my second pick. This is Opus Kink with St. Paul of the Tarantulas. This is really cool.
Nothing is wicked in a world we cannot see. Where the devils and the ghosts are writhing in the trees. Sweat from my brow is pooling in the sheets. She cuts them off, staggers.
I like that. That's cool.
That's good. I like that.
What was the name of that song again?
St. Paul of the Tarantulas, which I'm not Saint a fan Paul. Of. Not a fan of.
Oh, yeah. Tarantulas. You don't like spiders. That's right.
Yep.
I love the horns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really cool. I've never heard them before. This is the first song I've heard of them, and I was into it.
Yeah. Right on. Cool chanting going on.
Lots of chants. What? Chants help a song.
I agree.
You know? If used wisely, you don't want to do it the entire time.
Yeah.
Good gang vocals. Okay, coming in at number one.
Number one.
Howard's pick. This is Little Big Town with All Summer.
If you want it, if I want, I'll be your dream in between. In your meantime, love it all summer.
Ah.
All summer.
Oh.
All summer. I'll let you buy my dream.
I just love that country makes sure there's always summer songs. Like, they're the only genre that does it.
Drinking wine
on the
water.
Which is funny, because it used to be like the very pop thing. They've just taken that. I felt like she pronounced it summer the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said like summer, and then she was like all summer.
Maybe
she was going to the pop market for the first one and then to the country market. For
right.
Yeah.
Switches it up.
Yeah. That was pretty on brand though. Like that was a pretty proper summer song. I didn't hear any violations of summer.
Yeah, exactly. Suitable for summer.
Right. How's this summer like in terms of do you have any new rules or new advice getting through this one?
This year, wow, put me on the spot.
Do you have summer gum yet?
Well, it's just Tri-Trop Twist, the same one as
he
usual.
Sticks with it.
Okay. Yeah. That was perennial. How about you? Did you pick one?
I don't chew gum.
Oh. Right. But did you have an incident?
I don't chew. Yeah.
Did you have an incident?
Yeah, yeah. It makes, I get norovirus every time I chew gum.
Have you ever got that?
No.
Hemorrhoids?
Long time ago. Yeah.
Okay. Track five.
That's how it starts out.
Yeah. But, hey, that's a lot of times, we move forward through things and we put them in the rear view. And I think that's a great way to live. So commend you on that.
You clearly don't put this shit in the rear view. You're trying to put it right in front of my face all day long.
Well, I mean, it's not like I had ill intentions. It's just weird that I like, you know what I'm saying? Like if someone said, you know, Howard, you do rap songs. And I was like, no, I don't. Like then they might talk about it even more than they would have just because they're like, what? You don't do them? Like, I thought you did. So I didn't mean to harp on you or put your fears or anything there. I just was like, wait a minute. I thought you were that guy. I guess I was wrong. It took the episode for me to admit that I was wrong. But you have had kidney stones, vertigo, esophageal spasms, COVID, and hemorrhoids.
A lot of people have.
Yeah, throughout a whole lifetime.
True. Hey, we could talk about what I have up.
What do you have? How's your clench?
I've had stomach ulcers. I've had, fainting, anemia. I've had all kinds of problems.
You almost fainted clench. In the middle of saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's really great of you to make fun of, Stard, considering I fainted 5 times publicly.
Really? Is that true?
I will.
Yeah, we counted them down on an old Who Charted. Oh, check it out in the archives, guys.
That's hilarious.
There you go. Good plug.
Yeah.
Have you fainted any time recently?
Not recently because, that time when I went off of meat. And then I was in Arizona and with my sister, I fainted in the desert, smashed my face.
A few years ago.
Yeah, the paramedic had to bring me around. Thanks for bringing that up.
Smelling salt. Smelling salts.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You had to wake me up. Thanks.
Oh, really? They did use smelling salts?
Yeah, look, man, things happen to everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not so funny when this shit is turned on you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not being sarcastic at all. I mean, I'm actually angry you're bringing this up. Anyway, yeah, gang, everybody's sick. Don't feel bad about it. And if someone's been sick, don't bring it up. And check out Steve Agee over there on Peacemaker on HBO. Check out his album Scab.
Check out
on Bandcamp.
There you go.
Check out Comedy Bang Bang World and the tour. Tell them about that, Start.
Oh, yeah. We're touring all August. Still tickets available, I think. If you go on cbbworld.com/tour, you can see all the stops.
Cool.
Yeah. Check that out. Go out and see that. Check out Griff Tours every week over there with Megan Beth Keister. Check out Drop Date Duel every week. This past week, Imagine Dragons and Guided by Voices. And head on over to haveasummer.com/shop. Pick up an Austin Stories DVD or a Have a Summer t-shirt. And keep posted for more announcements about what's going on with us. Pardon our mess. We are open during construction. What else could I say? Baja Fresh food cannot be made at microwave speed.
Wait, what was the Applebee's one?
Applebee's. Yeah, what is? Yeah.
Oh,
Applebee's,
we found a way to fuck up salad.
Oh, yeah.
Applebee's. We found a way to. How did I get into that? God, I haven't told that one in a while. Applebee's. Oh, this song is called Applebee's. We found a way to fuck up Sal.
That's really good.
Classic.
Classic Kramer.
And thank you so much. Welcome back to Who Charted, everybody.
Yes. Welcome back.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted on what's going on.
So glad to be back.
So good to be back. Yeah, and we will see you right here again next week on
Who Charted.